Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Mother Nature reigns as the best engineer we have. Alfred Crosby, professor of polymer science and engineering at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, helped develop a super strong adhesive modeled after the skin of geckos.
For many years, biologists have not been the only scientists to be amazed by the power of gecko feet, which have the adhesive force to allow a 2-ounce lizard to carry the equivalent of 5 pounds up a wall. Their strength and ability to apply and disengage their feet with great ease, leaving nothing sticky behind, have also fascinated engineers. Over the past 20 years, several teams around the world have tried to mimic what the gecko can do. What made our approach successful is a thorough analysis of the complex physical properties of the gecko's foot. Previous efforts had focused almost exclusively on their microscopic toe bristles, called setae. We looked beyond the setae and identified important aspects of the whole organism, particularly the skin and tendons, which proved crucial to understanding the gecko's amazing climbing abilities. Our key innovation was to create an adhesive device with a soft pad integrated with a stiff fabric, or skin, that allows the pad to drape over a surface to maximize contact. Also, as in natural gecko feet, the skin is woven into a synthetic tendon, which provides stiffness and rotational freedom. Our first gecko skin device was about the size of an index card and could generate a maximum force of a few hundred pounds on a smooth surface, such as glass. It could be easily released and reused many times with no loss of effectiveness. We've gone on to develop new versions of gecko skin that use only sustainable materials and have fine-tuned its ability to adhere to a wider variety of everyday surfaces, such as wood and wallboard. Gecko skin and its supporting theory demonstrate that setae are not required for gecko-like performance. Ours is a concept that has not been considered in other design strategies, and one that we expect to open up new research avenues in adhesion and beyond.
That was Alfred Crosby of the University of Massachusetts Amherst. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
Like a gecko behind a painting with hidden